You're listening to KJZZ's Here and Now in Phoenix. I'm Steve Goldstein. The surprising presidential victory last night by Republican Donald Trump has elicited reaction from across the globe, but it's even more dramatic than a more expected outcome would have caused. How could the Trump win affect U.S. relations abroad? And what are some U.S. allies and adversaries saying about the victory? Joining me for a few minutes is Simona Krylova of the BBC. Simona, thank you for being with us.
Hi there. Hello.
Well, let's start off with Russia, because there has been a lot of speculation in the U.S., sometimes with tongue-in-cheek, sometimes much more seriously than that, about the friendship, or at least the perceived friendship, between Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin. What are you hearing from Russia, and what are you seeing on social media as far as Russia is concerned?
Indeed. So I would say compared to, for example, the rest of Europe, the sentiment in Russia is a lot happier, because when we looked at mainstream media across Europe, it was mainly sentiments of shock and dismay, if you like. In Russia, slightly happier. President Vladimir Putin made his first official statement on Trump's win earlier, acknowledged it. A lot of TV channels actually carried Mr. Trump's live address, so instead of their normal news bulletins, so we definitely spotted that. Russia has widely thought to have been supporting Mr. Trump during the election campaign, so this is not a big surprise that this has actually been welcomed in Russia. I understand from my colleagues in Russia and Moscow that this is also the sentiment shared by people on the street. So it is not just the media, it is also people on the street. There's a popular hashtag, Russia chooses Trump. So that basically just expresses the level of support for Mr. Trump across Russia.
Это политическое землетрясение в США и в мире. Это уже свершившийся исторический факт. 45-м президентом США становится Дональд Трамп.
Now, Simona, I wanted to ask as well, if Hillary Clinton had won, certainly countries in Europe and nations around the world pay attention to what the United States elections, what the turnout would have been. Do you think there's more attention because of Donald Trump, because of his personality, his outsized personality, and the fact that it could bode some major changes in relationships?
Absolutely. So it's not just for Russia. We have been looking at European comments since very early this morning. So it was actually in the middle of the night for the US. And there's certainly, as I mentioned earlier, a lot of shock and dismay. On the other hand, on the sort of populist right front, if you like, there's been a lot of excitement, if you like, because they see it as another opportunity for their politicians. So their leaders have been quite happy. A lot of anxiety across Eastern Europe, because they're not really sure what this means for them. Ukraine in particular, not really sure whether Russian President Putin would, for example, feel comfortable now with Mr. Trump elected US president to send troops to Ukraine. Similar anxiety across the Baltic states. What will happen there? Would Russia try to consolidate its regional power now with Mr. President at the helm? So a lot of question marks, a lot of anxiety across Europe.
There's also been discussion about trade deals, certainly. Mr. Trump has made a lot of noise about how he would tear up certain trade deals the U.S. has. And there's also been, because of the Brexit vote, there's been uncertainty about how the U.S. trade will go with Britain as opposed to the European Union. Has that come up in the last few hours?
Absolutely. A lot of parallels, a lot of references being made to Brexit. Here in the UK, it's actually particularly noticeable. So a lot of commentators, for example, are now asking what the Brexiteers now consider integrating back into Europe, because there's just so much uncertainty in the air. Nobody knows what's going to happen. A lot of commentators predicting a global financial crisis. So not happy tones, definitely not happy and optimistic.
You referred to the Baltic states, and Mr. Trump has also made comments about NATO. He's talked about, wow, NATO member countries need to pay their fair share. Has there been reaction to that this morning?
We have not seen an awful lot of reaction. We have seen some commentators picking up on this point. And as I mentioned earlier, again, a lot of anxiety, a lot of fear as to what is going to happen next. For example, would Russia consider deploying its own armed forces nearer the Baltic states to consolidate its regional power? So there's a lot of uncertainty, a lot of unknown across the region.
So would you say, if you could characterize just based on what you've heard and people you've spoke to, is there more anxiety related to the economy or perhaps, for lack of a better term, war?
I would say this is it's pretty much equal. There's a lot of anxiety about the economic and financial shock this will send across the world. And at the same time, a lot of nervousness and anxiety about the potential political implications. It's really interesting, actually, moving away from Europe, but we've had a look at commentators have been saying across the Middle East. And surprisingly, they are saying that actually, regardless of the outcome of the US presidential election, this doesn't make a lot of difference to the Middle East, especially countries that have been involved and affected by conflict and war. So, for example, Syria, in fact, actually said Mrs. Clinton would have been a lot worse for us, but quite frankly, this doesn't make any difference to us at all.
And Simona, finally, the US is considered these days to be the only remaining so-called superpower. Based on the reaction to Donald Trump winning, does it still feel like the U.S. has that kind of impact globally?
I think it's too soon to tell, but there's certainly a number of commentators basically describing the outcome of the election as yet another blow, yet another shock to sort of Western principles and democracies following Brexit. So again, a lot of parallels being drawn between what happened in the UK in June and what is happening in the U.S. now.
Simona Krylova is a journalist for the BBC. She's been updating us on European reaction and other countries' reaction to the victory of Donald Trump as the next U.S. president. Simona, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.